Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. There are times where your prospective client needs to go this way. Your business or you or the service you offer is going this way, doesn't make sense. You're still persuading them to go in their direction and not in your direction and not calling anybody else and going in the wrong direction with them either. And I think the key is understanding that, understanding what we don't want to do is manipulate. In the book, I cover all these different ways that manipulation happens, the reasons why they happen, like, dependence. I'm looking through the list: dependence, carelessness, loneliness, frugality, materialism, narcissism, altruism, where people just think everybody is good and everybody is okay. And then they fall for manipulation. And so the key is that what I want is for everyone to shift away from that, to see what manipulation looks like in a sales process and move away from that and use persuasion. And it's interesting, if you really look at the definition of manipulation and the strategies that are used in sales, manipulation also means price manipulation. Whenever you as a salesperson or as a company, and this stings a lot, companies don't like to hear this, it's true. It doesn't mean you have to stop. It just means you have to be aware of it. But when you do the, hey, if you sign up with me by Friday, I could give you this special deal. If you do the, hey, if you sign up by the end of the month or the end of the quarter or the end of the year, that's manipulation. You're trying to manipulate someone to take a course of action so that you can benefit in a timeline. And you're trying to do that, right? Hey, if I do this, then you'll do this, right? Because you're not persuading anymore. You're trying to manipulate them. You're trying to get them to go against what they wanted to do or force a different timeline, so that you can meet some kind of number, and then you'll give them some kind of discount or deal for that. You're manipulating them, which is, hey, if you do this now, I'll give you this. And that's manipulation, not persuasion. Again, not saying that's wrong, not saying you should stop, but the key is, and the problem with manipulation versus persuasion, especially with humans, is when you manipulate somebody and the magic wears off, when the spell wears off, when the slick lines are gone and somebody steps away from the transaction, having purchased something or signed up for something, right? And the money is exchanged and the contract signed or whatever happens, and they step away from it and all of that magic wears off. All of that thing that happened that got them to take action, when that wears off, that's when you will get that buyer's remorse. That's when they will feel regret. That's when they will feel manipulated. And we all know what that's like in our lives with buying something, right? We all know what it's like where after it is said and done and we walk away or whatever, at some point we look back and go, I was totally manipulated. I was totally tricked. I was totally pushed into this. I didn't necessarily want it and I fell for it, right? And I totally bought it and now I regret it and now I'm embarrassed and now I feel bad and now I'm angry and now I don't want to tell anybody or whatever that might be. And so the key is that will lead to those feelings. When you're persuaded, especially in the right way for you as a buyer, then that's on you, right? Then that's on you and your decisions and you know what you wanted, but you know, you've got to make sure that you feel good about it. And so that's the big difference. And that's why where I started today and where we're going long-term is about seeing yourself as a sales leader. It's about leading your prospect across the finish line. Again, my definition once again is to inspire and enroll people into a mission headed towards that vision, right? That finish line. When you're doing that with your prospects, you're persuading them, you're pulling them along. Classic sales model is based more on management and manipulation and control to push somebody across the finish line in that transaction, whether it's something they super want to do or not. It's about what you want and getting what you want. So hopefully that helps. Hopefully that sets that up. Next week, we will talk about sales. Now, I know we've talked a little bit about sales. Mostly it's been about you. Next week, we're going to talk about your prospects, your buyers, what gets in their way. We're going to start diving deep and it'll be some stuff that'll apply to you, but we're going to talk about them and the biggest thing that they're afraid of, what they're afraid of and why, and what you can do about it, which is obviously the key. Now, if you want to get a copy of Selling with Authentic Persuasion, if you don't have a copy already, make sure to email me. It's just the easiest thing. I'll send you the link for the form for that. Just cover the cost of shipping. I will sign it. I will send it to you. Email me at jason@cutterconsultinggroup.com. If you like these videos, if you like these training sessions, A, make sure to share them with people you know that are in sales. B, make sure to like them wherever you watch this at, either online, whether it's YouTube, LinkedIn, or Facebook. Like it. That way other people will see it. Leave a comment, say hello, even after the fact. If you're watching the replay, you can always put in a comment. You can always say hello. You can always ask a question and I get those notifications. If you're listening to this replay on the podcast, make sure to, obviously you downloaded it, but make sure to subscribe, make sure to share. That way you can help me on this mission I have of empowering over a million authentic persuaders out there in the world. And when we do that, it will make it easier for all of us to be in sales because consumers will start to see it as a profession that they know and they trust and they want help from instead of something that is seen as a dirty word and that they're afraid of and that they don't want to be a part of. So make sure to support me on that, spread the word, get this out there, whatever you can do, and apply this. Take this information each week, apply this to your selling process, to your conversations, to yourself, to your life. And remember, everything in life is sales. So even if you're not in a sales role or you think this might apply only to these 8-10 hours of the day when you're in sales, it applies everywhere. It applies no matter what. Even if you're trying to get your significant other or your friend to agree on your restaurant or your movie, or you need to do this, or you're at the store and you need somebody to help you out, it's all sales. It's all persuasion. Everything in life is sales.